Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I continue my conversation with Main Street Washington Director Sarah Grunewalt about the organization having its 10th anniversary this year. This is part two of a two-part interview.
And are there certain projects that you see coming up on the horizon?
There's always projects on the horizon. Well, I know for a fact we have the challenge grant that's kicking off this year with the Frontier. So that project is actually getting underway probably next week, which I'm really excited about. Next couple of weeks, I should say. That project is a huge one. I can't wait to see what the front of that building looks like when it's done. There's several other projects. I mean, we're talking about the redevelopment of where the Gancho Apartments is. That project is getting underway. There's always projects.
And for those who aren't familiar with the Main Street District, it's not just immediately around the square.
Nope.
Can you explain how far it reaches?
So we go as far north as 5th Street, as far south as Madison, and we kind of jog around the commercial spaces on Madison. And east to west, it's B Avenue to 2nd. So it's a pretty good-sized district.
And looking ahead to the year, what are some of your favorite events to really get going? I know Main Street Washington does quite a few, but
I am really looking forward to this summer doing the movies on Main Street in the park. It's always fun to see families come out for that. It's a free movie once a month in the park. It's just it uses the bandstand for what the redevelopment of it meant it to be used for. I mean, like, using the cool sound system to showcase a movie. Like, how much better could you get?
And some classic movies.
And classic movies, yeah. And we're going to go back to this year doing a survey where people can help pick their favorites and get those movies shown in downtown. So that's exciting. The Fashion Week is always fun in the spring. It's nice to see people come out and just be tired of sweaters and scarves and boots and really ready for flip-flops and, like, warm weather. And then, you know, we have some really great new events that are coming up that I don't want to talk about quite yet, but they're going to be fun and awesome and bring people into downtown.
And with all of these events, are you needing more volunteers?
Absolutely. We always could use volunteers, either for the day of or for helping plan. If you're interested in getting to know more about downtown, we are always looking for great people who are passionate about their community.
And, of course, you always have a hand in snow.
Yes. The holiday snow stuff, we are the driving force behind that. We will start planning for that in August, which is always weird to me when we're starting to talk Christmas in August. It's one of those events that I love doing. I think it's fun. I love seeing little kids' faces when we do the Breakfast with Santa or they come to visit Santa at his house. It's always wonderful.
It is kind of magical.
It is. And the lighting of the square is always wonderful. Sometimes we have technical difficulties with lights. We did this year, but that's okay. But, you know, it's just fun to watch Washington come to life around the holidays and see, especially this year, we had like fresh snowfall, so it just made everything sweet.
So if somebody's interested in volunteering or a business is interested in working with you, mm-hmm. How do they get a hold of you?
They can call my office. Our phone number is 653-3918, or they can shoot me an email at sarah@washingtoniowa.org.
That's been today's Washington Page with Sarah Grunewalt, Director of Main Street Washington, which is celebrating its 10th anniversary this year. This is part two of a two-part interview. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.